Hello, welcome to Media Marketing Communications. This is Robbie Window, this is Robert Bridge. This is Media Marketing Communications Part 2. We are live on Hangout. We are live on, we're recording 2 and 1. This is Podbean, podcast 3 by the way. I'm going to be talking about, over the next 2 days I'm going to be busy basically. I'm going to be at a Confex convention in Olympia. So I've had a look at the programme. There's a lot of new stuff. It's all customer based. It is media, it's definitely marketing. And there'll be a lot of communications going on there, so we'll definitely be exploring some of that. Some of the stuff that I'll be talking about will be, I'll give some things that are working on Twitter this week, and it's changing all the time, so I'm noticing quick ways of just navigating around the circle of friends and friends of friends, so I'm going to talk about that because I like Twitter, you know. I like to write stuff on Twitter, not so much linking, because if anyone's looked at the analytics now, you'll know that it's not great. So we're going to be talking about Twitter, we're going to be talking about the Confex, and I'm going to be talking about some ideas that have been thrown at me this week to put these skills that I have to the test, really. So it's going to be, I'm going to explain to you basically what I'm going to do before I even do it, which is often what I do. But if you're here, if you're on Google, you have nothing else to do, chime in and come in. You can actually, there should be a green button when you come in, and there should be some sort of green button where you can hit it, and I will hear the applause. That might even give me the ability to draw you into this podcast. Maybe we'll get some kind of screen at the bottom. But like I say, this is a podcast. This is Media Marketing Communications. Nothing special, no frills at all. In fact, it's probably going to be reduced in some way. We might be interrupted by the dog now and again. You can hear Muttley in the background whimpering. We've just eaten a big burger cake, and it was, well, I'll tell you about that later. You go into some of the news this week and have a look at what patterns are emerging, what things are being said about the, see, the dog's already just done something there, and I don't even know if he stopped the broadcast. Hope not. It's looking good though. Google is always changing. That's something that is very interesting. Some of the feedback that I got last week was on last month, get it right. People were a bit concerned about coming onto Google because they didn't like what it did to their computer. So whatever it's done to your computer previously, just delete it all, because this live hangout coming straight from, there's nothing to download, there's no attachments, there's no interference. Just go straight to the Hangout. It's going to record it, and at the end of it, it will upload it. I mean, what more simple media can you ask than that? Whilst I'm recording this, just as a little tip, because I'm very, very transparent, basic things that I know and do, I'm actually recording this in Audacity, and at the end of recording this Hangout, I will go into Audacity, and I will. So we're talking about all these ideas that are going to be thrown in. I'm going to be talking about the next few days as they unfold. And basically, at the moment, I'll be honest with you, I'm just talking to myself. I've already given the house rules, I've already explained. There are no limits here. I would say come in and feel comfortable. The only thing that's going to, I think you will find difficult, if you speak English, hopefully you do, and you're not too distracted by the background noise, or street activity, is hopefully I can string my words together and communicate with you in a way in which you can have a few takeaways yourself. If anything, it inspires you to go out and just go to YouTube and start a hangout as well and record it. It's content. It's you doing your tweets, but on video. We're going to be talking about Twitter. We're going to be talking about things that I've noticed this week, which, hey, they're not going to get thousands of retweets because of it. But what you're going to be able to do is start looking around. You should have some sort of people around you and people that they know. And through the hours that you utilise on it, you want to be just going from A to B, whether you're in one account or two accounts. So we'll talk about that. I know already there's a visit here, so I don't know if you want to talk about Twitter, but that's something that I will mention. You missed what I said previously, and that was about what I'm planned to do this week. This is part two, by the way, of Media Marketing Communications. This is take two because of the unfortunate dog hitting the button and turned it off. So imagine, as you're on this hangout now, you probably have some basic idea of what it is. And also as well, I'm going to explain again, just for the benefit of my podcast, is there's no room for waffle on Google. You only get one chance to do this stuff, so it's really, oh, you're back again, maybe you got some slow bandwidth. All I want to say is now Google has never been easier. It's so easy. You don't need any to download any hangout software. Everything is here. Just go to your YouTube channel and then upload it all. And the great thing is as well, is you don't have to do any branding. At the end of the hour hangout, not sure how I can invite you to the hangout. Well, you've gone now. As soon as I said that, they left. So if you come on the hangout, you can do some applause. And I've got all the time in the world. I'm going to give you some good tips. I'm going to share with you some good stuff even before I do it. So you're getting it from advice that I've been given. I seek out, you go to the right places. Not all of us have good weeks. So I think there's takeaways that we can get from each other. That's what social media is all about. That's what Google's all about. I can guarantee if I go to your Google thing, I'm going to find at least one post that I either feel compelled to share, comment, or like. That's media marketing communications. Now, obviously, when you break that down, there's going to be a lot of skepticism. There's a lot of what some may say is quite negative, but I think if you have a reality check depending on your financial situation, then we definitely need this outlet there. On the other side of that, of what I'm going to be talking about and how I'm going to take this a little bit more seriously, because a lot of this is waffle. This podcast is going to take ages to record because I'm just going to edit out all the rubbish and there's going to be no video. This is just so, if you've listened to the previous one, go to Robbie Window at wordpress.com and you'll catch the original one. It is on robertbridge.mobi /robert-bridge.blog/blog, and you'll find it there. So what I've got in front of me, not much really apart from my tobacco, is the what's on this week in my area. So I've been to my library. Definitely recommend you doing it. Someone recommended it to me on Twitter. Now, they're quite well known, so I don't really want to say who they are, but they did mention it in one of their videos, and it took me a week to get round to doing it. But then I went to my local library, and guess where they recommended me to go? Another local library in the area. It's good to chat to people and find out stuff, because recently in my area, obviously I live in London, in the UK, in this area, library has been voted the top 10 in Britain. So I'm in a position, even doesn't matter who I am, take away, forget about who I am, how I speak, I'm in a strategic position to give ideas to other areas, I suppose. And that hopefully this is a catalyst as well. Everything that I do is no frills. It's at the point where maybe a lot of you can think, oh well, I could do this. In fact, I could do it a million times better. That's what I want. I don't really care. From the eye to the ear to the now senses, which I'm being reminded about hastily, is the nose, the smell, the tea, clean tea, clothes. When you have a dog, you don't want your jacket to be. And you find these things out when you go out the house. But I'm also here to share with you some really good information, because you wouldn't be here now. I thought I was just going to mess you about. I will get to some of that. Hopefully we'll share with you stuff that I will take action on, at least about 60% of it, because it's good stuff and it can help you. But in my experience of doing this stuff and sharing this information, is no one wants to read anything unless you've done it yourself. Reap the rewards from it. What was the final outcome? So a lot of people will only read articles 2 or 3 weeks later. It's great to have current information. It's great to be following news because it's instant. But then so's the interest on the story. I think that's what I like about the theory of this, what I'm trying to do with media marketing communications. It's squeezing in a lot of things, but there are actually jobs out there to do this stuff. Now, when I talk about media, what are you doing? When I talk about the media, I'm talking about the ability to extend your chip body. So you'd be going out there, you could be recording on the phone, you're going to have problems with your phone, so people are going to help you. You will phone them up and you'll ask them. Hopefully they're your friend. You don't want to be phoning 08. I haven't got an 0845 number, by the way. Places. That's something that I would recommend that you tweak as well. When the phone goes, these are the metrics that people are interested in. So tomorrow and the day after, I'm going to be at Olympia and I'm going to be looking at all these new businesses that are basically probably make the money that they've spent, which is probably a couple of grand for the store for 2 days, and they'll probably double their money at least. There's a lot of pockets of them there. Over the year, they'll probably get some genuine contacts who, if not this year, next year, will want their services. And believe you me, when you actually look at the list, the services of what they are, they weren't about last year. It's a whole new landscape. A little secret, which is no big secret, because unless you take action, it doesn't really do anything. And it's to do with the foundations. So we're going to get the foundations set here. This is episode 2. Maybe I should have spoke about this in the first step. This is hot off the press, and you will slowly see me implementing this and doing this stuff. And it's local. It's something that could be added onto any type of website just to make it more static. And then also, as well, with your media, you want to keep it maintained. I like when I said before about this Google Hangout and all these people having concerns. Get a virus checker, get someone to have a look at your computer, delete some stuff, go on YouTube, look at a few videos and just clean your computer off and start again. It's Google started again as well. It's really good, but it's not me talking about what I want to talk about. So a lot of the media, as it's the first word of media marketing communications, is the big distraction. It's like, how do you come away from the third wall? How do you come away from that third wall, which in essence is holding you back talking whatever it is you want to talk about? It's going to be difficult over the next 2 days just to see how I can use the media that I have in my pocket in order to reinforce a relationship with somebody who's there, who's paying a lot of money, but also they see value in what I'm doing as well. And if I say to them, I'm going to share you talking on Twitter, it means something. It's not just something that will disappear within 30 seconds. So media is the shelf life of it. What is the shelf life of this? What value does it bring? What market are you targeting? And how are you going about communicating? Are you communicating on a level which is the same as everybody else? Or is it something different which is going to appeal to a whole new audience? Or maybe you're a novice and you're coming on here and you've just watched an expert talk about something from who's very focused and you'd rather watch that. I'm confident that there's going to be people out there who do want what I have to offer just simply for the fact you just need somebody to hate. This guy's so annoying. I'm never going to watch one of his videos again. But I do get some meat and potatoes. I'm pretty sure of that. And then maybe you could take it. It's good to be aware of the landscape as well. I just wish I could make this a two-way communication, because quite frankly, I'm ready for an interview. I'm ready for probing. But we need to get the foundations in place. And I need to explain to you what media marketing communications is. Because when you come there, you're going to see all the navigation and look around the website. Very, very simple. But then you're going to go read into this blog and it's like, well, hang on a minute. The way that I set it up previously was this is almost going into essay details, but you read it and there's no essay content there. It's just a stream of consciousness of me talking from the unconscious mind, the mind chatter. So you'd be listening to somebody else's mind chatter, but I think that's good. Anything is better than your own mind chatter, unless, of course, that mind chatter is on its way to gradually focusing on something really special. And it's not about, oh, you only get one opportunity. That's what I'm here to say. You have not just got one opportunity. Every day you have an opportunity to do it. Every day there's going to be somebody new who comes on and says, what's this? They don't care whether it's part one, part two, part three. And if they like part three, then they might go back and watch part one. So the theme of the last one, and I've continued it on again, is this one of nature. So we're mixing media with nature, making a humorous look on why it is the way that it is. Why this week in the news, you've seen it there, they've moved into the autumn-summer tactics now. The court case has kind of died down a bit of all this monitoring stuff. Now they've gone into new tactics and they are coming out with all this work that they've been doing on everybody. You email and they want to chat to you and stuff like that. And it's just be careful. I mean, you've got to set yourself up with a whole stage. How do you get to know new friends? If you don't have a blueprint for connecting with people, whether it's something that you throw in there just to really test them, or you use some kind of terminology to push them to the limits to find out who they really are, is, you know, you want to happen as quick. There's no point building long-term relationships with people who are snooping, looking for how they can steal your details, or you don't know, the hacking or some kind of silly stuff. But it goes on, and it's been going on in the media this week. I don't think it's as bad as what was going on a few weeks ago or a few months ago, going back a few years ago, and you find out what these people have been up to in the media so many years, and all they've been able to do is just continually deliver the same thing. So it's like a story. If you can create a story in your narrative of what to expect, then when people come to read your stuff, then they know the stream of consciousness, they know the symbols. They know the codes in order to cipher what you're getting at. You can do it simply, and it might work better for SEO on optimization. But that's what I like about videos. They're very specific. People generally use more, people are quite inept at this, more terminology. So they use more words. Maybe they study the thesaurus now and again. Or maybe they spend an hour a day on Wikipedia. Or quite possibly they're avid readers of books. I think I've dipped in all of them. I'm sure you have as well. But what about in your local area? So you're taking that reading, you're going, instead of going to the mainstream papers that are almost forcing you to read, you just subscribe to your local papers. You took that with you. The fact that now you're on the map, the number is live, you took the hours that you set from the places of the website, the service that you provide, you're there, you should be there. So when someone visits your site, okay, they're subscribing to the back end of your website. Aren't you utilising that? So you take that and you say, well, what can I do for you? Whether it's a Skype button or something like this. Instead of getting the people who are adding you on Skype, who, because they come to their site and they realise, I don't know what this site is, all they can do is offer you their services. Because they're like, I need to help you. So if you go from a local level of reading, then what you're going to be doing is you're going to be stacking up a layer around your geolocation, which is going to, it's going to be the number one optimization. Because everybody thinks, oh, I'm on page one of Google for my name. But if you were locally to you, then you, that person probably be on page one of Google as well. So you take yourself, or you take the name of your niche, your website, media, work that you want to find, actor, runner, and you take that information locally from that particular website and break it down, go further, go out the door, meet these people, get the book, study the book, find the hyperlink and put it on your website. That's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to create a web portal. So if anybody locally who I bump on the street, I say go to my website and just check out what's going on, they're going to find it a lot easier than having to bookmark all these. Or just basically sit there and say, well, what am I going to do today? Am I just going to sit there and watch another YouTube video? I mean, it's beggar's belief, isn't it? It's, everything is so contradictory. Tomorrow's going to be strange. I'm going to a marketing expo event, and 90% of the services that are available weren't available last year. Now, maybe it's the same service, they've just changed the name. So what does that say? That says that a lot of people are coming out. We're creating this dissonance in people and providing a service. It's not good. Confusing people like that, I don't think it's good. I'm going to go down there. I'm going to try and iron out all the confusion. So I'm going to be walking into an environment where people are making hundreds of thousands of pounds with this kind of mindset. I'm going to hold back a little bit because I want people to basically be interested in interaction with me. I think that's important. I'm not going to be going in the speed networking with all the guys there. And I'm sure if you're watching this video, you understand why. There's not really much value that I could bring to somebody who's already working for somebody who's got hundreds of thousands of pounds and they're not interested in anyone or anything other than selling the service. It's a shame. I know that I'm being really, really naughty by saying that, because I've been to these experts. I wouldn't go year after year if I didn't like the connections that I make there. So you go down, you meet people from really big companies who are the top of their game, been around for a long, 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 long time, and you get to sit down, have a coffee with them for 10 minutes, have a chat with them, and if you connect with them over the period of the 2 days, you've got an anchor. As you're walking around, you can always walk past Jack's thing that's obviously sponsoring the juice bar, and you might even get free juices like that. There's a lot of money that gets spent at these events. They make their money. They just meet one punter who's got a company, and basically they want to be in their world. They want their readers to come to their shop, whether it's local, online, service. So there's the key, and there's the reason why work out from the outward. Because if you haven't got a very, very broad service locally, then what interests are they going to have? People don't know you in your local area. For years now, the interest of the internet has always been, wow, I am now connected to the whole world, and the whole world knows all about me. And they do to an extent, but they're going to come there and say, well, it's always going to be, what is this? What value is this? Is this just some blogger blogging? It's limited. And then what advertisements are on there? There's going to be a whole school of people that are going to see them advertisements and go, I'm not interested in that. So I'm not even going to be interested in this website. So you've got to get it right with your communications. And you can do that through your words and target, but I don't honestly think you can. So what a lot of this media marketing communications, what I'm trying to share now as well, it's all very well having a website. It's just forget about the website. Concentrate on the things that you do yourself. So if it's sport, or if you used to play tennis, you know, you want to know all the tennis games that are being played in the area. Where can people go and play tennis? On Saturday, on Sunday, what time? Who's going to be there? Will be trainers there? I'm going to send my kids there. Same with entertainment. Whatever entertainment that's on, it might be just local. You could be doing the whole of the town that you live in, and it's like, what festivals are on this week, next week? There's always something going on. And once you branch out, you're going to get people approaching you saying, they'll be like, Rob, I'm having a barbecue next week. It'll be as simple as that. I'll be broken down. And that person, you know, if you know them, and they're like, oh, you're having a barbecue next week, and you want a few people go, or you want certain people to read it, and they just, everybody's interested. And imagine that, you're just reading it and thinking, oh, I don't know a guy who's having the barbecue, but I know Rob, and it looks like his friends had a really good barbecue, and they might even want to upload their pictures there. Who knows, how could we monetize that? We add a brand to that image and take advantage of our own branding, or could we say, are we going to host that? Even host three on PhotoBucket or something, or Yahoo, but we're going to host that image on webs on the internet. If all you earn is a burger at the barbecue, it's better than nothing. How many of you have been making websites, media related, uploading to phone, uploading to Tumblr, and just there's nothing sticky with it? Give it 2 years, there's no real value to it. There's no real what happened in 2013. So take the real things that are out there. I'm not saying like, oh, take the content. I'm saying take the dates, take the venues, who are the people, who are the players down there, get it recorded, have a camera, some camera somewhere, bring your new device with you, or just be careful of the bandwidth though. So when you're going out, obviously you're on a monthly limit, so if you're in your house and you're having problem bandwidth out, then stop using the internet on your phone, just use it on your computer. I know it sounds rubbish, I know that we like looking with the phone, but if you're getting text messages saying that your bandwidth has run out on week one or whatever it is, then take action. You know what I'm thinking about doing is downgrade. I've got about 3 old phones there. I could just unplug my SIM card, get one of them extensions and make it the old size and put it into an old phone and start using the old phone. There's no internet distractions there, so I'm pretty sure it's not going to happen, is it? We love our new gadgets. I'm just waffling, but it's good to communicate, and it's just good to be able to string a load of words together even though there's nobody here talking. There's somebody watching now, and don't let me take that away from you. I'm really glad that you're watching, but I just don't know how to connect with you. So I don't know how to bring you into the conversation so I can speak to you. And even if I did, I'd probably lose my train of consciousness. This is communication. This is the effects of the media. And also, in a way, it's part of the market. Social networking is the market. We are people. What we have interests. We want to make each other happy. We want to be there for each other when we're ill. These are real relationships. A lot of it is to do with the market inside is the promise. I can make your world so much better through the relationships that I have. It's not, you're not talking to me, you're talking about everybody behind me. That's where it's gone now, and unfortunately even that is being misconstrued. It's creating this illusion that there's something for next year that's going to last the year after. In reality, what people want is action. They want something. They want to be on something that is something. Is that complicated? I don't know. Over the next few weeks, we're going to find out. So if you, I would say it would probably be on my main website, which is Media Marketing Communications. I would hope that would be on page one of Google in the next few weeks. It's a constellation of things, announcements. It's like a book. Raymond Arad spoke about it, and he said that you just announce to the world that you're writing a book, and then all these authors that have already wrote books are like, oh, you're a book, you're in the book, and you haven't even wrote the book. I mean, the other side of that is people say they're going to write a book. The book is already out when they say they're writing it, because they haven't wrote it. Somebody else has wrote it for them. I know there's nothing wrong with that. It's a difficult nut to crunch when you find out that somebody hasn't even wrote the book. It's like if a film was made by somebody else, you wouldn't really care. If it was made by J.J. Abrams or somebody like this, you're probably more inclined to even want to watch it. There's so much stuff that you can watch nowadays, and it's like, well, what's the point in watching it? Maybe you just came to this video because you know I have a dog, and the dog's down here, and you just want to see the dog. No, most people do like dogs. Not everybody like me. Not everybody's cup of tea. But what I do is try and eventually get round to something of value, even though I did set up earlier at the beginning of the video saying like, I just want to be that person where you come here and you say, ah, this guy's doing it all wrong, I can do it better. and you go off and you do it yourself. Maybe that's just explaining for the fact that there's not really much happening here. We're on a hangout. My time is very precious by yours, and I appreciate your time hanging out. But really, honestly, there's no promises. And you get that on webinars. You come to that webinar wanting to hear what you wanted. How many webinars have you been on? Hands up. How many webinars have you been on where you've been promised to earn £50,000 in the next 3 months, or this, that, and the other? And that they will give you a strategy step by step and share you how they're doing it. And then you realise that it's like, well, that's what they're doing, but it doesn't interest me. It's interesting to know what people are doing, but it's not going to solve what you're going to do, because what you're going to do is what you need to do, what you should be doing. And the thing is, every year it seems like there's something new, so you're left thinking, oh, I didn't know that, because a year's gone by. And this is why it's important to air these ideas. And like my friend said, who passed me a lot of these ideas, said, Rob, don't talk about it, just do it. The temptation for me is always been there to share it, to vocalize it, to expand it. But there's something else. There's a squirrel. There he is. And then you look over there, and then within a day, all them dreams, all them goals, all that planning's drifted away. All that momentum, all the notes in the book have disappeared somewhere. These are common problems that I experience now. I have a learning disability. I'm a graduate. I know all these different things. Just filling statistics and figures. People are busy doing stuff. Now, I know people who might even watch this video and they'll be like, Rob, every second they'll be like going, no, don't do that, you arsehole. They'll be like that because maybe they can see that it's not monetized in the way that they want, or they might see me as a chink in their relationship. You know, I value my friends that I have. I'm just not the same as them. I'm not doing what they're doing. I'm trying to find the kind of people I know that I can help. At the same time, because I have a big heart, big mind, YouTube that, meditation, going into the self, self-development, there is always a catalyst for something that happens. And something I shared on Twitter this week, and I'm going to go into the Twitter tips now, I think that's good to do, was if you're an eagle, think like you're an eagle, or if you are an eagle, don't fly with turkeys. I think a few of you, everybody missed that, so you won't see it, but maybe from watching this video, you go back and have a look at that. And it's that there's five turkeys around you, and then there's five eagles as well. If you want to look good with an eagle, then you fly with the eagles, communicate with the eagles, and then you're not thinking turkey, you're not thinking Turkish, it's because Turkey's in the news this week as well. I'm not going to go into too much about Turkey. I mean, like I say, I'm just grateful to be alive, grateful to have this, grateful to have a shoulder and head, very grateful for the dog. If I can get him up without turning the button, say hi, he turned the hangout off, so this is going to be risky. Let me just pull back a bit. Come on, Mottis. There he is. There's Mottis. Turn around, say hello to the people on the hangout. Say hi and then go back. This is Motley. And this makes things a little bit more urgent. So this is perhaps why I'm recording now. And I'm also recording a podcast. Makes sense. Soon we'll be asleep. Soon we'll be up early. So it's taking the media and doubling up on it. I mean, quite frankly, I could take this hangout. I'm not vain or anything, but I could quite easily get about 1,000 images just from this hangout alone. So that's how media content hangout is the place to be right now. I don't know how all these changes are changing, because I know a year ago I was like saying, well, ooh, might feel same as doing this, and Jenkins has got that one. I don't even know if it will still work now, because they've changed the Google Hangout thing. But I'm sure it does. And they're the people to see for the marketing. That's who I would recommend for the marketing media. If you want to invest money. I'll be going to this Confex thing tomorrow. And I'm imagining I'll be meeting people who are doing genuine services. They're there. And often it's very simple stuff. I find it difficult to believe. But when you think about it, people need moments of time recording in a very professional way. And it doesn't matter what software you've got. If you haven't got the people to do that, it's like if you're having a wedding or something. You want that story where you can watch that video over and over again. It's like the photo book, very popular. And the websites are very simple and popular as well. It's all about what video players can be. But it's back to this thing again. If there's no real value in what you do, and your relationships aren't good enough in order for people to say, I want to be where you are. If you're doing a publication, the area that you live, doesn't matter what area you are, it's going to be a chain of success. It's going to be a chain of, doesn't matter whether they're people buying from them or not, they've just got money, need to be cool. They, you know, they want to be part of the action. And this is how quick this can happen. If you just bundle this all up and then take that to the river, go out there and say, look, what's on tonight here? I'm here just to find out so I can put it on the website. Who's here? What's going on? Who won? Who's doing best? What was the highlights? And then people get interest, and the week after, they're like, I went down there and I should have got over there. And then everybody is shuffling around between each other, recommending to one another, and they're all bouncing off, and the whole community is like, whoosh, the community comes back again. We're in a recession, no one's got any money, but that's rubbish. People love going out. Give them a reason to go out. So when they go online, rather than feel compelled to stay on your website, they feel compelled to bookmark your website as a go-to place, because they know that next week they can rely on you to provide the same service, whether you've aggregated it or whether you're feeding it through all these new pipes now on Twitter. So here's the thing, I'm going to go into the Twitter tip, because it's, when I tell you, it's probably, you'll be like, this is so stupid, it doesn't even anything. When you first log into Twitter, well, it doesn't matter when you log in or what, if you just go to the person's handle, when you go to the handle to the bottom left, there's a load of people beneath their picture. So it would be like twitter.com, whoever. I was going to say Lady Gaga for something, but you go there and you're going to see who's connected to you, who also likes Lady Gaga. There's six or eight people. Now you have to be on the computer for this, it's not going to work on the mobile. It may work on your tablet, may work on, it depends what browser you're using as well, but it's going to show up these eight people. And you can, what you can do is you can open each window in another tab. So you'd open that person in another tab. And then you can go down their stream and have a look what they shared today. And I guarantee you'll find one thing that thinks like, that's why they're my friend. We're constantly reinforcing relationships every day. And you go down there. But remember, once you've opened that tab, you don't want too many tabs open. But once you've opened that other person's thing, there's another six photographs there of people who are very close to this person. They're like their top eight that were the engaged people. And they show in that window. And you can go either follow them or to reinforce some relationships. So it's like, well, I'm friends with him, but I'm also friends with eight other people now. We're all friends, we're all kind of interested. It's a bit naughty, but it's good if you need to keep track on things and what's going on, because the chances are the people you know who you like and impress, they're only as good as the other eagles that they fly with. So if you might even notice that there's a load of turkeys there, and then this would be what I'm talking about, is you'd be like, Rob, your theory stinks. Or you'd be like, hang on a minute, I've always rated that person, they're surrounded by turkeys and I don't want to be a turkey. So you might unfollow. A lot of the social presence now is looking for unfollow. It's not like Facebook where you're friends for life. Saying that, I've had two people delete me on Facebook this month. I've had two new people add me and then two people delete me. But you wait and see, wait till I start getting this going. It's going to be a lot of activity. And I think if you have looked at any of the stuff I've done over the years, which sadly, and I'm ashamed to say, I have deleted a lot of it, there's been some really good stuff there. And that's the great thing about Facebook. If you've uploaded a video there, even though it might not show up on your website, it is still there and you can go through that and you can have it. And it's the same with Blogspot. If you've been using Blogspot, you will find it somewhere on Drive, showing up in the Drive or the photos. This is something to be mindful of. So if you haven't logged into Google Plus for a while and you've got photographs on Drive, all kinds of photographs, you're going to find out that they're no longer secret anymore. So you need to go back in the settings and make them private. But what I would recommend after the past year of seeing this happen, even though them photographs might mean a lot to you, is delete them from the Drive, because you don't want them show. Obviously, you don't want them showing up there. So it could show up next year or whatever, even though you've made it private. If in doubt, just delete it. Put these things private. Same on Facebook, private. But who's to know what settings are going to change again? Just be careful. That's how you feel if you're starting a new life again or starting new relationships. These things are really important. The media is where you're at. So I haven't logged in for ages. I logged into MySpace, went in there. There was eight people who were in my top eight, obviously years ago. And one of them, I was like, I don't want that one there, even though I know it's a good night poetry. It just looked something I didn't want there. So I was like, well, I deleted it. And then I deleted it the next day, and I delete the whole eight thing. And here's the secret. Delete the one before that as well. So then you've deleted two, and then it does eventually go away. In fact, just delete everything and start again. Make your new top eight. Make sure you're doing it on a computer, though, because if you're on a tablet or a phone, there's not going to be the delete button there. But it's important to do this because people will be visiting these places. Social media is a hub. It's great to have these hubs there because it's a good way of you locally having your presence. So your social media might just not be your name. It might be your niche. Bizarre, because you're going to regret it if you turn away from that niche. Because with social media, without no content, without new fresh content, it's a bit of an eyesore, face it. It does pop up now and again when these things become more popular. It's all nonsense, though. It's not money making. I'm not communicating any particular value here, apart from what I said previously. Like, start local, some real information, put it down there on a site. Make a site, like, make a website. You, if it wasn't your website, that you would want to bookmark that site, and you'd check it every Friday, or you check it every month. It's not something that you think, this is going to go away. This is going to inspire you and say, best. I think I said it in my previous podcast, I do have a learning disability, and I hope to be able to help people who either don't or do. I feel really bad now because I know that what I just said there was complete waffle, because the person who was listening, maybe they've got to go and gone away. When I logged in previously, there was somebody there, and there's other reasons. It could be bandwidth. Well, I hope whoever it was, they heard what they needed. I spend about 80% of my time talking through emotion rather than talking through joy, which is the real me, just living day by day, walking the dog, having good fun, having good conversations, being mature, being not trying to steal every moment and opportunity that I see in front of me. I want everybody to just be. I think there was a time where I'm like, I want a piece of this, I want a piece of that, I want this, I want that. But it's not about wanting, it's just about playing in a way that now shows some sort of understanding of the rule book. And I think a lot of things that happen at the moment are really serious, you know, so it's time to really, really take action. Don't listen to people. Like, focus on what it is that you want to do. You want to do it, yeah. You are interested in it. You're passionate about it. You can do it. Nobody else can do it. You can do it. You're the person in your area. Might be something over. You might be inspired by someone in Australia, or you might be inspired by someone. You might even have a secondary language and you understand them. You're inspired by them people. And all you have to do is just make it local, turn it local, and do it how locals do it. Add in a few local things that get everybody going. It's the Mardi Gras everywhere. There was a question on the burger cake today. It's like, where is the Mardi Gras in America? USA even had a map of where it was, but luckily in small print upside down it had the answers. Of course, you guys will know in the USA it's New Orleans, which is at the bottom line of America. So that was interesting, because although the burger cake was absolutely disgusting, it looked good on Twitter, so it's good media, and the dog liked it. I cut out the chocolate burger and just give Madeira sponge cake, peeled off all that sweet icing. I'd say that cake, a lot of ice. Just like a burger, junk food. Hey, it was worth it. You had fun. I'm sure somebody out there loves you, and I will thank you for seeing through this. Do good stuff, okay? Next podcast I do, I promise, we'll see more action from the dog. Maybe we'll get doing some hoops and stuff, okay? Media Marketing Communications, robertbridge.co.uk or robertbridge.mobi. Always a hyphen in the middle. Just keep tabs on what I'm doing, because I think you can see some pleasant changes. But really, just concentrate on your own stuff. Try not spending so much time, and always look to start getting it into action. Tomorrow might be too. Because hell's hell. I don't want to put any worry on you or anything like that, you know, but just take action and do what you can. This new when people say to you it's changed, it has changed. But if you were doing the right thing last year, nothing's changed. You know what I mean? Don't wait for someone to tell you what to do. Figure it out yourself. Too bogged down with cliches. If you've got a problem, if you want to learn something specifically, leave a question below and ask. Chances are you'll get it. If you actually come somewhere, I'm big heart, quite obedient as well, loyal. I don't sell myself. There's a million people out there who would really love to help. So there'll be a million people out there who really love to help you. As well. All these confusing jobs that pop up and position doors, things that need to be filled in hours, and don't be a sucker.